Hi, I'm Larry, and this is Larry's Sort of Fun Stories. Most of what you'll hear or read about actually happened somewhere in my life. Sometimes you'll hear about my experiences, my strengths, and my hopes as I continue to grow as a person. You'll discover that I've made mistakes along the way, but I'm trying one day at a time to live a better life and sharing a little of it as we go along here on Larry's Sort of Fun Stories. So thanks for joining me. Just a little note, this podcast is sponsored by Z. Michelson Travel. You can contact Z at zmichelsontravel.com. And Z spells her name Z-E-E. And Z also tells me that she likes to make your travel dreams come true. Also, check out my blog at Larry's Sort of Fun Stories. Well, thanks for joining us here on part three of the KBHL story. This is the conclusion of the story, and we're glad that you've been with us. And it was a true blessing to have all the people that worked with us on KBHL. As I mentioned last week, you'll be introduced to Scott Campbell.
And then Scott Campbell joined the staff.
I'm Scott Campbell, KBHL's program director. I spend a lot of time communicating with our listeners. Many say they listen for entertainment, others for information, almost all for spiritual refreshment, even though they may be alone or in their car or at home. They're only a click away from Christian fellowship.
There's so many songs that hadn't been sung.
As the station emerged towards a more professional sound, there was a radio promotion dreamed up by Larry King and Scott Campbell. There was going to be an on-air announcement suggesting the end of the sound of the new life. Now, this was a way to introduce the new jingle package and brand the station as New Life 95.
Monday, October 31st, 1977. The end of an era in Lincoln. 95.3 KBHL will no longer be heard after 6 p.m. tonight. The staff and management of 95.3 KBHL invite you to listen at 6 p.m. tonight as 95.3 KBHL says farewell to Lincoln.
This is Larry King, President and General Manager of KBHL, programming 24 hours a day, contemporary Christian music, God's music for His people today. We are New Life 95, KBHL.
This is New Life 95. KBHL, Lincoln.
Scott introduced strict clock hours, good music rotation, and he helped bring some of the best voices heard in the Lincoln market, perhaps ever. Dewey Boynton did Morning Drive.
7:55 with Dewey Boynton in the morning. Lincoln weather, traveler's advisory this morning, but turning better this afternoon. Sunny and warmer. Clear and not as cold tonight with a high of 38, low tonight 25. It's 32 in Lincoln. That's 0 Celsius.
We are like windows stained with colors.
Jim Hanemeyer did Middays.
The summer of 79.
Jim Hanemeyer on New Life 95.
I did Middays on New Life 95. I was just out of college, and Larry King gave me my first job, and Scott Campbell was there to help develop my radio career. I enjoyed the fact that we were communicating the gospel every day in a very new and very exciting way. The contemporary Christian music scene was in a time of explosive growth and change, and we did a lot of things with artists, interviews, and features.
In Lincoln, the young adult Christian community loves their music. They love KBHL, and they love KBHL's advertiser.
The Kansas City Royals, the message, New Life 95.
In his only Lincoln performance, Tuesday night, KBHL presents in concert at Pershing Memorial Auditorium, Chuck Girard.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Scott Campbell. New Life 95.
Children of the day, New Life 95, KBHL, that's called Sing Me a Song. Hey, I got to ad-lib something here quickly. Oh, yeah, Bill Pierce and Night Sounds is brought to you at 11 o'clock tonight
on New Life 95 KBHL by Thompson Skelly, 48th and Holdridge. Thompson, I'm good at ad-libbing, I think. It's 27 after 6 o'clock, New Life 95 KBHL time with Scott Campbell.
Scott Campbell added a lot to KBHL. Scott finished his broadcast career when he went home to Bend, Oregon. He passed away from a sudden heart attack. He was a terrific radio talent, and he helped pioneer the format, which has become a staple in many major markets.
Message Music, New Life 95.
Well, the dream that started in 1973 for me came to an end. In 1979, due to financial pressures, I had to sell KBHL. I must confess, I was very disappointed.
Larry King was a man of vision. He really was a pioneer, probably in a financial sense, a little bit before his time for the format, because now across the country there are these fish formats, they call them, that go by the fish, and they basically do the same thing in a very big financial way that Larry King tried to do from a ministry perspective back so many years ago. But Larry had vision. He was a true pioneer, and contemporary Christian music I don't think would be where it is today if it weren't for guys like Larry King, Scott Campbell, Dewey Boynton, and some of the other folks that led the way and were pioneers back in that time. I really enjoyed being a part of New Life 95.
I've accepted the responsibility for having to sell the station, but as Jim said, the vision lives on. So I'd like to close with this from one of the most requested songs written by Andre Crouch on KBHL. I've had many tears and sorrows, had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation that my trials come to only make me strong. Through it all, I know that I am kept by His love.
Well, that's the KBHL story in three parts. I hope you've enjoyed it. Some of the things that happened in my life. You know, as I said, I've made mistakes, but I'm trying to do better one day at a time. So thanks for sharing with me today. And that ends this week's story. You know, you'll never know what you're going to hear next week. Maybe you've had some circumstances similar to mine, and I'd like to hear from you. At the moment, you can email me at LarryKingProducer@gmail.com. Would love to hear from you. Also, check out the blog, Larry's Sort of Fun Stories. If you're looking for traveling information, check out zmichelsontravel.com. Remember, she makes your travel dreams come true. And thanks for listening, and until next time, I'm Larry, always looking for a sort of fun story to share with you.